Plymouth dealer, a dealing man. And right now I'm giving the best deal ever on that new fast-moving Plymouth Fastback, the Plymouth Barracuda.
Hey, man, the name of the Plymouth Fastback is the Barracuda.
I know. I can't pronounce Barracuda.
Hey, that's a bad scene, man. I mean, like you being a Plymouth dealer and not being able to say Barracuda.
I'm hip. I mean, I know.
Yeah, well, look, man, try this.
What?
Say ba.
Ba.
Ra.
Ra.
Coo.
Coo.
Da.
Da.
That's it, man. Now put it all together.
Baba, ra-ra, cuckoo, da-da.
Baba, ra-ra, cuckoo, da-da.
Yeah. Still not right, is it?
Well, it ain't Barracuda, man. But I think we got a hit record.
Go get a Barracuda from your plan, man.
Good evening, good yunta telephone dialers. This is Rotary Rachel, and you're listening to The Crystal Telephone on LuxuryMusic.com.
As I sit alone, the crystal telephone begins to ring. Dreamtime coming, Romeo and love but sing, and the girl with curl hair is coming home.
A time for loving.
There's a flower in the sky.
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody. Ooh, we got a little delay going on. Can you hear that?
That's perfect.
Wow, that's groovy. I'm sitting here with the legendary Allie Willis, who we are going to be talking to her all night about soul music. I got to turn this thing off. We're going to be talking all night about soul music, you guys. It's going to be really groovy, so please log on to LuxuryMusic.com, get in the chat room, and we're going to start out the night with a set of the lovely ladies of soul. You have picked up the soul phone tonight on the Crystal Telephone. So here we go. With no further ado, it's Barbara Lewis. Windmills of Your Mind, people.
Round, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on a never spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running wings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cabin where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble somebody threw in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles you sometimes find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore, leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming, thumping of the fingers on your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway, and the fragment of a song. Half-remembered names of faces, to whom do they belong? When you knew it was over. You were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of his hair. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spanning reel. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your ever loving, in the windmills of your mind. Windmills of your mind. Windmills of your mind. Windmills of your mind.
No, you can't forget from sunrise to sunset. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna get a hold on you. It's California soul, yeah, California soul. They say the sun comes up every morning.
Let's go. be.
You know.
Wanna love you so, but I'll just turn around and walk. Cause I can't take it.
Then one night her world was changed. This girl tasted my love, as tender as the gentle dawn. She cried a single tear, a teardrop that was sweet and warm. Our hearts told us we were right, and on a sweet and velvet night, a child had died, and a woman had been born.
All right. How about a little Frida Payne? Still getting that delay. Can you guys hear the delay out there? I don't know. Well, yeah, we're going to talk with the delay then.
Well, I am delayed, so.
How's everybody doing out there? This is the Crystal Telephone with Rotary Rachel, and I have a special guest, Allie Willis, is here with me tonight.
Hello.
Allie Willis is one of the most remarkable, accomplished, amazing women in today's society, if not of all time.
Oh, yes. I'll be back next week.
This delay is really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do I fix it?
Need our headphones?
No, I guess we don't. No. All right. I'm going to have to go through this with the delay on. I don't know what's going on. All right, folks. Allie Willis. What do we say about Allie Willis? She's a Grammy winner, Tony nominated, millions of records sold. So she's written some songs you might recognize, such as, let's see here, you might recognize this. You wrote this?
Yes, absolutely. That was my first hit.
Which is still playing constantly. And then this.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Nice. Also wrote this.
Yeah, now they've all turned this the dial.
And
the dial.
The dial.
And now they're back.
So she is quite an accomplished songwriter. She's also one of the, well, she's the first woman to have written music for two shows on Broadway. In one season. The only other guys to do that were Irving Berlin, George Gershwin,
Marvin Hamlisch, and George M. Cohan. But the amazing thing about that is I am not a theater person. And, you know, literally saw maybe three Broadway shows before co-writing The Color Purple. So right. The fact that I then became the first woman in history and one of only five people in history to have music in two shows that opened in the same season is insane.
It's really insane. And you also, it was Hot Feet and The Color Purple, correct?
Well, Hot Feet is a Earth, Wind, and Fire musical. So, whereas in The Color Purple, I actually, with my co-writers, wrote the musical, the entire thing, with Brenda Russell, Stephen Bray, Marsha Norman. Hot Feet, I had eight songs in it, but more just because I wrote a lot for Earth, Wind, and Fire. I had nothing to do with the writing of the musical itself.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing, though, that you were just catapulted to that status on Broadway after.
Yeah, and probably it will. Those are the two shows. That's it. That's my Broadway legacy.
I have an idea. I'm turning off the guest mic. And we're going to talk off the host mic, both of us, for this segment, okay?
So I'm leaning in?
Lean in.
All right. Do I need to be right on top?
Yeah, it could be a little bit.
Okay. You'll be able to...
I'll fix it. I'll fix it before she has to be on top of me all night. Ooh. So anyway, Allie is also an artist. She has an alter ego, Bubbles. Bubbles the artist. Yeah. And she's been an art director, right?
For several, many music videos, Debbie Harry, The Cars, Heart. These are all late 80s. And there was the very first clip show, music clip show on MTV was Just Say Julie.
I remember that.
The white Julie Brown.
Yes.
And that set was literally, I just brought my house to the set and made whatever else we didn't have. So a lot of stuff like that.
And of course, you know, she is now a curator of kitsch. And when she says she brings her house to the set, it's because she literally is... You're like the largest collector. You have the largest collection.
I have the largest physical collection of kitsch artifacts in the world. And my house was built as the party house for MGM in 1937. So it's just unbelievable to live in this streamlined, modern castle and have this stuff in there.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you're also, by the way, one thing that a lot of people may not know about Allie is that she's kind of a cyber pioneer. She's been a creative and technical consultant for big, big companies.
Well, I got onto the internet in 1991, and immediately, this was before there was even graphics on the internet, and just all text, message boards, I thought, ooh, this could still be really entertaining. So I started designing a social network in 1992 and then consulted throughout the 90s for everyone from, you know, Microsoft, AOL, all the entertainment conglomerates like Fox, Warner Brothers, you know, Disney, who were interested in interactivity. But I hated the way cyberspace was going. My thing was, if an artist innately understands interactivity, the technology and the business models could get built into the art form.
Right.
When in fact it was business concerns and, you know, tech nerds were designing the internet. So we had to endure 10 years of, well, I'm not going to say it, but anyway. But then I think with the proliferation of things like Facebook, MySpace, people then started seeing the serious reality of cyberspace being an actual place to live. But I've addressed Congress on cyberspace. I've lectured at Harvard on it and all else.
So going from the future to back to the past, you are a fellow Midwesterner.
Yes.
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, I'm a Detroit girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, Blackhawks versus the Red Wings here. And growing up in Detroit, I mean, I know growing up in Chicago, I mean, city-specific sounds are extremely influential. I'm going to try and do this. I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to switch
my mics.
Doesn't work.
I can deal
doesn't
with
work.
The delay because I'll leave. Or, oh, but they're hearing a delay too.
Yeah,
right? That's not good.
They're hearing that fine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'll fix it for the next segment. But growing up in Detroit, you have a deep and abiding love for soul music and Motown.
Beyond, yes, beyond. No, I grew up in Detroit in the 60s, and I would spend every Saturday sitting on the lawn in front of Motown. You could watch the singers walk in. You could hear very specifically bass and background vocals through the walls. And, because it was just, Motown was just these two little houses in Detroit. So I just absolutely lived for it. And there was a DJ in Detroit. Her name was Martha Jean the Queen. She's actually credited with quieting down the city during the 1967 riots. And she's in a wonderful kitsch movie called Detroit 9000, if anyone has seen that. But it was this DJ. I got so enthralled with this DJ that I started listening not just to Motown stuff, but really obscure black stuff, too.
Yeah.
And that changed my life. And then a friend of mine... married actually a bass player who was in a demo band of mine, and I went to their wedding. This was in 1981, and this was a, you know, a white girl. I'm white, by the way. And, you know, she's marrying my friend, and she says to me, she's standing right next to Patti LaBelle, who really kind of discovered me, and she says to me, Allie, you must know my mother, Martha Jean, the queen. And in that one moment, I met the woman that changed my life and realized that my white friend was black. And that was unbelievable. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Yeah. So...
That's great. Well, we're going to be talking to Allie all night tonight. Not all night, but for the next 2 hours. And make sure you stick around for 9 o'clock, Girl Brothers Radio with Wendy Melvoin. It's going to be off the hook. And in the meantime, we've got some groovy soul that we're going to play for you. We're going to start off with a song that's one of both of our favorite songs. And it's a song by Dion Jackson called Love Makes the World Go Round. Do you want to say a few words?
No one knows this song. It's really obscure. It was huge in Detroit,
yeah.
And I guess maybe it got as far as Chicago.
Yeah.
But this guy had Smooth Soul down, I think, 1960,
it's,
somewhere between 4 and 7.
I think it was 65.
65, okay, right in there. This song just absolutely... kills me.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's got a beautiful, beautiful intro. So we're going to listen to it right now. This is Dion Jackson with Love Makes the World Go Round.
You know love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Without love, flowers wouldn't grow in spring. And without spring, here, yeah, the birdies just
couldn't sing.
Yeah, yeah, everybody needs love. And to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now. Feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Oh, love makes you cry now. That goes for Billy, Sherry, Bobby, and Marsha, and baby, you and I. Oh, I can prove to you that these facts of love are so true. It makes a boy and girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Love, love, sweet.
All right.
Love is so good, child. Ooh, it's so fine.
All right, that was a beautiful song. And guess what? Guess what I did?
Removed the verb.
The reverb. Burb.
It was actually digital delay. Reverb is a delay, like a long, constant bounce back.
Yeah, it was a digital delay. And now it's gone. Hooray! So that was Dion Jackson with Love Makes the World Go Round, a beautiful song. Neighborhood specific, Dusty, which a lot of us Midwesterners grew up with. I grew up with, you know, a lot of AM gold on Chicago stations that were really Southside Dusties that just nobody knew outside of those neighborhoods.
Right, right.
You know? Anyway, coming up next, we have an amazing soul song. These are, by the way, this is a special set that I picked out because these are some of Allie's favorite soul songs, and I agree. And this next song is one of...
Oh, come on. 1972.
It's literally, we're going to go forward in time. It's literally one of the best soul songs ever written of all time by one of the greatest bands.
Pop soul song.
It's
summer 72.
It's definitely a summer jam, and it's also, you will definitely recognize it. It's What You See Is What You Get by the Dramatics.
About you, Dad.
Man, that is beautiful.
That song completely kills me.
Just
that was one of the first songs I was aware of as a kid that just had this massive sweep to it. And you might not know who was a member of that group, but Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong. That was his group, and I think he was a co-writer of the song.
Yeah, that's a brilliant song, and it's just got such a great feel
to
it. Yeah, really killer. Coming up now, let's see, you want to do this one?
Which one?
Selfish One?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
All right, let's play some Jackie Ross, Selfish One.
Oh.
Too late. the entertainer.
You made them laugh and you left them feeling glad. You made them cry and you left them feeling sad. They've seen you perform in so many places, but they're not to know you're unhappy today. So they'll never know. Go on with the show, 'cause you're the entertainer. The entertainer. You're the entertainer. The entertainer. The curtain's up and your audience is waiting out there. Now walk on stage, boy, like you don't have a care. And don't let them know that you're feeling so low. Since your girls put you down, you're a sad-hearted clown. But the show must go on, go on and on.
You're the entertainer, the entertainer. You're the entertainer, the entertainer.
No, you made the grade. You fooled them well for the money they paid. Now walk off in style and don't forget to smile. Though your heart tells you frown, you can't let the people down. Sure, your one girl has gone, but you've got to go on. When
you're the entertainer,
tell yourself that
you're the entertainer.
You know you can do that. Walk off and stand up.
You're the entertainer.
Come on and stand up.
You're the entertainer. Come on.
But then, don't you know that you came out of nowhere, like the sun up from the hill. Cold, cold was the windy wind. Out there, I said on that ski trail, hollering your keys fill me with thrill. A weekend in Canada, a change of scene. That I'd bargain for. That's the wind, that's the wind I discovered. You know, my darling, I said, in my heart, I had found a love that I could not ignore. Down, da-da-down, da-da-down, da-da-down came the sunny sun. My heart, I said, don't you know that I knew on that sunset, and it was a day oh, we never end. Don't you know about a bye? Canadian sunset, I said, we never in my mind.
Yeah, Thank you, Billy Stewart. That was Mr. Fatboy himself with Canadian Sunset.
The original Fatboy.
That's right.
But that got a little jazzy for me.
Yeah, it does. He breaks it down a little towards the end, but yeah. I kind of dig it.
A little too...
It's
you know,
a deal
Frank
breaker for Al.
No good for me.
That's okay. Well, why don't you play some stuff? Here, I'm going to give you this.
Okay.
Goes right in.
Plugging the iPod.
I'm plugging it in. What Allie's going to do is go through some okay. groovy stuff that she brought and that she's going to talk about as she plays it, which would be really great.
There's certain songs, many of which you've played.
That's cool, whatever.
That I listen to a lot mm-hmm. because they especially put me in a songwriting frame of mine. I could name... I could name some songs. Oh, these are in alphabetical order. Well, what if I name some and if they particularly hit us?
Okay.
Well, Agent Double O Soul.
Oh.
Edwin Starr. Does anyone know that song?
Will you play that?
Okay.
Play a little piece of that. Yeah.
Is it loud enough there?
Yeah, it's fine.
Is your volume all the way up?
I'm cranked.
You're good.
I dig rock and roll.
Yeah.
Well, this needs to be heard at, like, earbreak level. But this is my favorite Edwin Starr. Like, people love, you know, War. Also, 25 Miles. Killer.
Such a great song.
Killer. Okay, we've heard enough of that. Okay. We're going to go through. Hell Up in Harlem. But I only have the instrumental version.
Do it.
Hell Up in Harlem is a blaxploitation film. Fred Williams.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's
Agent
not
Double O Soul does not want to go away. And this is also Edwin Starr. He scored, it was the one movie that he scored.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I have a feeling this is the instrumental version.
That's okay, we'll groove to that. We dig instrumentals around these parts.
But this kills me. We have to wait, about six more bars to see if we're instrumental or vocal. We'll know.
All right.
This is an unbelievable scene in the movie. It's toward the end of the movie when Fred Williams and his chase this guy who has just, raped his girlfriend. But and there's an unbelievable scene on one of those baggage claim belts.
Oh, love that.
And Fred Williamson is wearing the tightest polyester 70s fantastic pants suit.
Yeah.
It's staggering. Okay, so that's that. Why isn't this? Okay. The Cheater. No, that's white. Color and Father, the Winstons.
Yes!
Okay, we have a teeny bit of this.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the jam.
This is really loud enough for them? Or is
it's fine.
Okay.
You guys can hear it, right?
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired.
We're going to go through one Color and Father and then we're cutting him off.
Yeah, okay. But this is the antithesis to Papa was a Rolling Stone. It's like the positive father song.
Yeah. It's like they love, you know, they were like orphans that were taken in. Which is an unbelievable thing for a soul.
Yeah.
You know.
Trying very hard.
This is
we're
a deep one.
There.
The golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will.
Color him father.
And when those harmonies come, okay.
Yeah. That's a great one.
Let's see. Crimson, every Linux. Wait, I'm... Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Kills me right here. Let's see
what
if you know this.
What does every man look at first?
Contours.
More
first
contours.
I look at the purse. Some folks look at the eyes. Some folks look at the legs. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But first I look at the purse.
Nice.
And these guys are known for Do You Love Me? But this is
right.
This is the killer.
Some folks look at the size. Some folks look at the bone. I don't care if your eyes are red. I don't care if your nose is long.
yeah, right?
That is a lyric. Okay, there's
nice.
That. Okay, should I hit a couple other ones here?
Sure.
Let's see. This 1969 pop soul to me at its absolute complete best.
Okay.
Oh, wait, wrong version. Well, okay, I love both versions.
Play them both.
This is the guy that wrote it. Perhaps.
Oh, I know what you're playing. Yeah, start with the instrumental one.
Where is it, though? Why isn't it doing anything? Perhaps if...
Press play.
Now, that would be good if I knew that after all these years. Come on.
Talk about a summer jam. Right?
Well, yeah, and the instrumental version and the vocal version by Friends of Distinction.
My parents used to call me Rachel's in the Grass as a Gas, baby, can you dig it? When I was a baby.
And the I Can Dig It, You Can Dig It, You Can Dig It, You Can Dig It, You Can Dig It from this.
Yes.
So.
Gotta love this jam.
And you know, many people have recut this. It's like,
No.
Don't recut this.
No.
Yeah. Okay, there we go for that. Sorry, I know some people don't like to be cut off, but... Okay, this, Cliff Noble, instrumental.
Oh, the yeah!
Horse, the horse.
Love this.
Yeah, see, all of them have astounding horn lines.
I'm big on the horn lines.
Like, I was, you know, influential Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, I think records that influenced them as well. You know?
So these are some of the songs that you were basically, that were around your head when you were composing and writing stuff, your soul stuff.
I didn't start writing, I started writing in 1972, so these were, you know, kind of before
that.
But, you know, I don't read, write, or play music. I hear every inch in my head.
Yeah.
And because of electronics, I can get it down kind of note by note, and then eventually it sounds like a whole song.
Yeah.
But this stuff was really, you know, the songs that fed me, I think.
Right.
So... okay.
Are these songs that you continue to go back to for inspiration
constant.
As well? Yeah.
Okay, this is a Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah.
Maurice White, who founded Earth, Wind, and Fire, was the drummer for Ramsey Lewis. Like, the In Crowd.
Right.
One of the greatest instrumentals ever. He's the drummer on that. This is one called Hot Dog It.
Yeah.
And, I mean, no one knew who Maurice White is, but when you hear the vocals on here, you can, you know, it sounds like an Earth, Wind, and Fire thing. And they never, it was. I don't think it was supposed to be actually a song that had the vocal. It had a vocal.
Right.
So the whole song is la, 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 which is my favorite.
Love that.
But just listen to it.
Yeah.
Vocal.
I'm going to turn this up.
I mean, how Earth, Wind, and Fire is that?
Yeah. Very.
This is what the demos used to sound like that I used to write to early songs.
Yeah.
Like September was all la 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 la. So it reminds me of that. Anyway, that's Hot Dog It.
Nice.
Okay, let's classic right here.
I can't stand the rain.
Oh God.
It's my window.
Ann Peebles.
Yeah.
72.
Bringing back
I
sweet
think.
Memories.
Beautiful.
And it's the whole Al Green band, so it sounds like an Al.
It really does sound like Al Green.
How sweet it used to be. When we was together.
And, you know, Tina Turner-ish.
Everything was so grand.
What amazing.
Now that we parted.
And one I can't stand the rain.
Just one sound.
Okay.
Nice.
Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
Early though.
I love me some Isley Brothers.
But no one knows this. Really early, I think. 68. But it sounds like a Supremes record.
Yeah.
Oops, I actually didn't mean to hit stop, but we've had enough of the Isleys.
I got some more Isleys for later.
This is an early Temptation song that kills me. That's a little more obscure one. Sounds like Beat Me to the Punch. Both written by Smokey
really,
Robinson.
Yeah, it does sound like Beat Me to the Punch.
I want a love I can't see. That's the only kind of power to play.
There's one, I just want to find one and see if I have it on this playlist. So hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, I do want to ask you one of the questions we got from the chat room.
Yes.
Our good pal Gary Schneider in the chat room wants to know where that DJ, what radio station she was in Detroit.
Well, she started in, I think, Nashville,
mm-hmm.
moved to Detroit in 1963, was on WCHB, mm-hmm. which was one of the two big black stations there.
Right.
And then moved over to WJLB, which was the other big black station there. She was also the first black woman in history to own a radio station. And she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. So she's really... you know, someone who needs more recognition than she's gotten.
Yeah.
She's, you know, left the planet, but her influence remains. Like, if you talk to any of the Motown writers, I've worked with, you know, a lot of them, Ashford and Simpson, Holland Dozier